We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, December 27th, 2023, Board of Equalization, not Board of Supervisors meeting, at 8:30. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observations, Jurgens, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Ms. Haxby will be absent today. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved. Want a second for this?
Second.
I was going to say, we might not be moving any further here. Moved by Swavely, seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Swavely. That away, boys. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items, and this is on equalization. Seeing none, we have a couple of tax correction slips, 45 and 46. There is a deduction. There are two deductions. One, the residence was demolished in 2022. The other one was approved for 100% allowable on the homestead exemption, and this is just correcting that. If anyone would like to see correction slips 45 and 46.
I already looked at them.
If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips 45 and 46.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Swavely. Any discussion on these? If not, please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Mr. Jurgens, anything for equalization?
Not a lot of complaints. So far. So far.
Well, wait a minute.
So far. Just, yeah. To me, anyway.
We're still in the old year, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why.
That's why. Okay. Wait for March.
All right.
You got 3 months to breathe.
Okay.
even though the new slips come out, okay, so...
Well, that's your tax statement, so you go through the full year after everything, and then, so that's what we all discussed all last year. That's 23s. 24s have to be done by March 19th, and then they're sent out May 31st.
Out at NACO, we had the NACO propaganda on the new tax program, which I wish we would have got a little on two sides, but it doesn't sound like... What's that called? The
consumption tax.
Doesn't sound like that's real feasible. Have you heard of any other changes they're talking? I mean, they said that one's just a shift. Be in theory the same dollar amount, but it doesn't sound like that works that way. But irregardless on that one, have you heard any other proposals?
Here's what I think. You need revenue coming into our state, and we don't have any. I mean, really, that's the bottom line. What do we have for revenue as far as, you know, Kansas City does, a lot of those. I don't know. You have a lot of land and not very many people. So when that's the case, I'm not sure what you ever build or whatever you do.
So what you're saying is to get our tax rate down, we need to get more investment in the area.
I agree.
I completely agree with you. So
Probably put more things on the tax roll.
Well, Nebraska, it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, nice, it's for us. But no, I mean, just keep that in mind. We need investment here, so anything we can do to bring in investment, the only way we lower taxes is to bring in outside investment.
Because what you do is when you do some of these bills, all you're doing is shifting things. You're not making anything go away. You're not helping anybody. You're just shifting things, and that doesn't... I don't know a way to fund schools if you don't have taxes. And unless they come up with something like that. And as long as I've been here, which is forever, that hasn't happened. I don't know.
Anything on the way schools will...
This is your junk, evidently.
Anything on how schools will keep getting funding from the state? I mean, any big changes that you
see?
Well,
they change state aid once in a while. I don't, honestly, I can say I've never really understood exactly how that works. It's changed so much over time, back and forth, so I really don't know. Terry knows or what?
No, I don't know about that. Just something for thought here. We're talking about taxes. When you go to fill up your pickup car with gas, you're paying about 50 cents to the feds and the state. Electric vehicles pay nothing for that road usage. Somewhere down the pike, and I think I heard that in the upcoming legislature, they're going to talk about that because the push is to electric, but there's no road tax being paid as of now for these electric vehicles.
They did that with propane, too.
Yeah, exact thing.
Natural gas.
Happened. You're exactly right. Back in the 60s, that was probably. Yeah.
Do you know when we were out at Kearney, weren't there charging stations? Were there electric cars out there? Did you see those one part on the other side of the Hampton?
We talked to one group that
tried. Is that what that was? I think
they bought an electric car, and they attempted a journey like that once, and they went back to a Ford Expedition. But there are charging stations out there, and it's, you know, it's in its infancy. I'm sure in the days of the T-Bucket, there was probably times you couldn't get places because there wasn't gas.
You remember when we had a discussion about the cloud? That's what everything is now. I mean, things are going to go forward, and we're just older now. We're an older generation, so.
Well,
I don't know if everything's good
see,
or
some,
bad.
Some of these places are cutting back on their electric producing them, okay, because they know that there's too many problems with them yet. They haven't developed it. Some say they can run this far, and they take them out on the road, and they get where it's cold weather, and all of a sudden it goes from 500 miles down to 150 miles and your battery's dead. So
they'll figure things out. I mean, that's,
yeah, it's going to take time. It's not, they can't push it like they want to. Okay, it's just they got a charging station right down here. Okay, so
one thing they can guarantee, they're not going to ask our opinion on
oh no,
on electric vehicles or
just
how to make
comment
them.
On
charging
that thing
station?
At the carriage
just 5-7 years ago. Batteries came out for small tools and bigger tools, impact tools. They've advanced that part of it so far and fast that we've got a battery-powered 1-inch electric impact with two batteries on it. It will twist off a 1-inch bolt. It's got that much torque and power.
And those things were junk when they came out. You
exactly.
couldn't do anything with them.
Exactly. And that part of it has advanced huge. As far as battery tools is what I'm saying. So I don't know if this other industry is going to take off and do the same. I assume it probably will. Maybe. I don't know.
It may. I remember Grandpa talking about combines with cabs. He said, who on earth would ever want a cab on a combine? You don't see that very often. Anything else for equalization now that we've stayed directly on topic?
One thing I'm going to tell you, though, is like pictometry and things like that, they're going to go with an iPad where I can go out into the field and just stand in a spot, and it's going to be able to take down and call my parcel up right away. Now, I don't think that's till 25, so I may not see that here, but it's coming. I mean, all these things that you can do now, paper's starting to go away. Now, I'm still a paper person because I'm still older and like to look at paper because, like, they don't even have property record cards in some big courthouses now. It's just all on computers. And, you know, I kind of cringe a little bit because the postcards for homesteads or anything, there's a lot of elderly people out there that don't even have computers
right.
at home. So that's where it's going to get tough, and those people are the ones that can't really make it in. So we fill a lot of things out for them, so I don't know. Trying to decide whether to send a postcard out on personal property schedules because it saves the county a bunch of money. But then how do you... Before we filled them all out, you know, and then they just sign them and mail them back. But I don't know how that's going to happen for somebody that's older. So all those things have, you know, for the younger generation, that's fine. But for...
Terry and I are good with it. It's just some of the folks aren't.
I'm always talking to you guys. Get them in.
Anything else for equalization? Thanks for coming in, Patty.
Yep.
We'll adjourn equalization at 8:40.